What's going on? Howard, where have you gone, you dope? Nothing's wrong, I hope. Not a thing have I heard, not a call, not a word for days. It's been 3 whole days. Maybe you meant to run off without me. You never said how you feel about me. Maybe you're having a hot new fling, wrapped in the arms of a sweet young thing. Fine, okay, you can stay missing.
Miss Dooley, the last time you saw Mr. Katz was when?
Tuesday. He came in for lunch, but I haven't heard from him in 3 whole days.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't answer his phone.
And your relationship with him?
I'm his fiancé. To be.
Height.
I'm 5'5".
His height.
Oh, right. Well, I'd say sort of average.
Weight?
Average-ish.
Hair?
Missing.
Look, lady, you're gonna have to give me a little bit more to go on here.
All right. Let me think. Jaw unassertive, eyebrows knit, clothing out of fashion, and it doesn't fit. An unremarkable Joe, except he's happened to go missing. Fingernails bitten, toenails clipped. The kind of face that I describe as nondescript, with all the elegant flair of Cary Grant or Astaire. Missing. But when he smiles, which is not very often, his eyes have a magical light. The lines in his face seem to soften, and he looks just the way that he looked on that very first night.
Gee, sounds like a nice guy. Anything else?
Sinuses stuffy, nostrils thin. Oh, his nose will often whistle when he's breathing in. And though he drives me insane, he's even more of a pain. Missing. Borderline crazy while he works. A pencil chewing, knuckle cracking mass of quirks. He's a composer of note, but the proverbial boat he keeps. Missing. And when he sings something new that he's written, his voice always cracks above E. Still, I'll admit I was smitten when he sang me a song that he wrote just especially for me.
Sweet.
Hands gentle, fingers strong. He used to say my smile was an octave long, and I distinctly recall his lips were not bad at all for kissing. And almost all of the time, he's the fan.